You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so the Texans have wiped out the final 3 years of Stephon Diggs' contract, which gives him the ability to become a free agent after next season. Also gets a little raise, $3.5 million to be exact. They move that into a bonus this year, which means he's going to make $22.5 million, one-year deal for the Houston Texans. And John Lopez thinks you're going to get the best version of Stephon Diggs.
I absolutely do, and I think there's evidence to back that up. And think about it from both perspectives. Stephon Diggs, no real guarantees after this coming season, but we'll give you $3.5 million, and you can be a free agent if you have a great season. Cool. Think about it from the Texans' perspective. We're not 100% sure what version we're going to get. We get it. You know, we think he's going to be great here. But let's go ahead and cover ourselves. We only gave up that second-round pick for him. Let's guarantee that we're going to get the version of him because he's in a contract year. The only two times as a professional that he's had contract seasons were in 2017 when he had his best season to that point. In his career and ended up getting a 29-something million dollar contract. And then 2020, when he had the greatest season of his life, was a contract year. 127 catches, 1,535 yards, first team all pro. So now the Texans are going to get that hungry guy here. And it really didn't cost him a whole lot more. Somebody was posting a poll. It wasn't Sean. He does a lot of polls, but it wasn't Sean. Earlier about now that the contract here, do you look at the trade differently?
Yeah.
I look at it like it's better. It's better.
The consequences aren't high. So
yeah.
It's kind of fine. They got the extra second round pick to make this move. I'm convinced of that.
Yeah.
So the notion that they gave up, you know, that draft pick and what you could or couldn't get with that draft pick, I don't look at it that way because I think this was the pivot from the Keenan Allen.
And how about the throw-in picks? A fifth and a sixth. I think the fifth...
Because you don't get a comp pick.
Yeah, they're not going to get a comp pick now if he signs elsewhere after this coming season. But they kind of do, and this is another Nick Caserio special, because they had him throw in that fifth-round pick as well. It also helps their cap in 2025. Because he's going to be a free agent, in essence. If they had his contract here, whatever they did with that would have hurt their 2025 cap some.
The Astros are starting a series with the Rangers tonight. Hunter Brown's going to be on the bump. Jeremy Peña, we've kind of seen a resurgence? Is it overcoming a sophomore slump? Whatever it is, it's early, but he's looked pretty good. He's been hitting very well, showing a little bit more power. I wonder if, when it comes to the Texans, there could be another guy with a third-year player whose last name starts with a P in Jalen Petrie. He had a good rookie season, a lot of promise, a lot of optimism, much like Jeremy Peña, although Jeremy Peña obviously was the ALCS and World Series MVP. He had a sophomore slump. Jalen Petrie had a massive sophomore slump. And now it seems like Peña's kind of figuring it out. What if Jalen Petrie... does the same thing right there. Maybe there's a little the killer peas, the third year killer pea type of angle.
Well, they haven't done anything at safety, so they may still well do it, but Maybe they're feeling it. I don't know. I don't have a lot of confidence in it. Do you?
In Jeremy, in Jalen Petrie, no. And the thing about the difference between Jeremy Pena and Jalen Petrie, I think it wouldn't shock me. I'm not dismissing it, but Jeremy Pena is still a winning piece, even when he's not hitting, because he's so good of a fielder
on defense. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know what does Jalen Petrie do. I guess he probably shows up early or something and is at meetings. I don't know. Casario likes him. So I don't know. Maybe diets well.
No, I mean, that's what they say.
He doesn't tackle well. He doesn't cover well.
Yeah.
Consistently. Mm-hmm. There's been times where he does. Maybe he figures it out. I'm not dismissing Jalen Petrie, but I could see.
Yeah.
I could see, like, kind of a comparison here.
I hope. I mean, that's got to be the hope right now. And we'll also see, you know, the old draft never lies thing. If they end up.
If they draft the safety, that will say a lot.
Yeah, that's going to say a whole lot.
A whole heck of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Rockets versus the Warriors. The Warriors, just complete thumping of the Rockets, 133-110. This was basically a win to stay alive game. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, the Splash Bros, with 29 points each. Ime Udoka, after the game, not pleased with his squad's effort.
It looked like the moment was too big for a lot of players out there. So it looked like deer in headlights a little bit. Either look soft or scared, one or the other, and that's two bad things for a lot of our guys to have, and didn't rise up to the moment like I thought we would.
Soft or scared?
Deer in the headlights. By the way, he's not wrong. Like, this was over in the first half.
Yeah, the way they came out was...
It was over.
Yeah. It was done.
He's not wrong. Love that guy.
By the way, you know the biggest bit in sports right now, and I almost just
That's saying a lot.
No, this is the biggest bit in sports.
The biggest.
Biggest bit in sports right now.
Okay, what is it?
Those Space City graphics got to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that you got a stat team and you are trying to figure something out, but, mm-hmm. I mean, my God, y'all know how to ruin a good thing.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
The other day they had the Amen Thompson next to David Robinson and
Dream
and Arvydas Sabonis, and it was like rookies with 7 rebounds and 12 like it was like some just asinine made up stat.
Yeah.
Then yesterday they put a side by side of Jalen Green and Steph Curry, and it was like stats since the All-Star break.
Good
and it had
Lord.
Points per game, shooting percentage, 3-point percentage, all that. I was like, Space City's got to stop, man.
It's cherry picking.
Like, come on. Don't ruin a good thing.
It's cherry picking specific time. Let me see this thing. You got it? Get the hell out of here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, that means Jalen Green is Steph Curry. Okay, problem solved. We got our solution.
They'll always be like, they'll always say like, Alfie Şengün is the first player since Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to average 3 fouls, 20 points, 6 rebounds,
on over 50% shooting.
3 assists on over 52.6% shooting.
Yeah.
Stop with the graphics, Space
Some
City.
Poor dude had to look that up and find something that could make a graphic.
Are you kidding? We're putting Amen Thompson up there. I mean, that's not even fair to the young man.
No, God, no. It's most unfair to him.
You're putting Amen Thompson up there with a picture of Arvydas Sabonis, David Robinson, and Hakeem Olajuwon. What the hell are you doing?
He's the one that should be most upset. No, really.
You got a big game coming on. Oh, boy, that Steph Curry can't hold Jalen Green's jock.
Y'all can have Steph Curry. We got Jalen Green.
Just stop, man. Just let him be a good team. Shout out. That takes a lot of work to do that, but man, sometimes that's Jack Easterby stuff. Remember when Jack Easterby tried to justify the DeAndre Hopkins trade, and he had some poor PR person have to do the stats and send him out? And then our old boss tried to tell us, hey, and I'm like, dude, I'm not reading these. Are you kidding me?
Hey, this is just some facts for
just
y'all.
So you know.
Just so y'all know, my guy down there at the Texans, he gave us some of these numbers.
We're good.
We're good on that.
We're good. I don't need to try to sell David Johnson. Tari Eason, he was on Instagram. He was talking about the Warriors. He said, Warriors, come out and play. He wore the T-shirt that said the same thing yesterday. He was getting a little feisty with the Warriors players, despite the fact he hasn't played since early January. Klay Thompson was asked about it. This is what he had to say.
You guys heard that Warriors come out to play video?
Yeah, that's pretty lame, especially if you're not even playing. Like, it's one thing if you're playing and you're out there competing and you can back it up, but if you're just going to be trolling from the sideline, like, bro, what are we doing? Like, at times we talk mess. At least we're out there competing. I'm not going to miss. That's all I have to say about that.
He just look. I couldn't put it any other way. He just looks awful. Steph Curry trolled him. Obviously, you heard that.
Draymond had already said something.
Yeah, Draymond already said something too.
Final Four tomorrow. 5:09 tip. NC State versus Purdue. I feel like DJ Burns is going to have a rough time.
Really? Edie?
Did you say eating?
Zach Edie.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying eating. I was like, damn, you're making fat jokes too. About DJ Burns.
I don't. I think that's going to be the focus of the
whole. So you think he's going to, how many points do you think he has? Do you think he has over 15?
Yes.
You think he has over 15 points?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many do you think Edie goes for?
He's really good.
26?
I was going to say 25 and 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Bama versus UConn?
I'm actually looking forward to that game more than
I actually think Bama has the best shot at UConn.
They're going to lose, but probably the best shot.
Yeah, because they're going to expose these centers.
Yeah.
UConn's
going to
expose
these
centers.
The floor a lot. I mean, they get there quick. You know, they get there real fast.
Is Nance still going to do that post-game ceremony after Ian Eagle calls the game? Are we still doing that?
I'm really curious to see.
Just let Ian do it, please.
They should.
Hey, guys, I'm here.
Yeah. Here's my tie.
Masters week. Masters week.
I'm really curious to see if that happens. But, you know, we've talked about it, and Ian Eagle's just been crushing it. He's been doing a fantastic job on that. Fantastic job. The other thing about the Final Four, the women's Final Four starts today. It's today. The women's Final Four is today, so that's even better.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're still watching that?
Yes.
It wasn't just a one-time thing?
No. I said the other day that I didn't know what to expect, but I ended up getting sucked in. Figgy did too, more than I thought, and now I got to see how it plays out.
Do you want to have an OG showdown?
An OG showdown?
Uncle Glenn is mad at Cameron.
Why?
For something that he said. We played Cameron from It Is What It Is, and Uncle Glenn is mad. Let's get this OG OG showdown.
All right, let's go
at lunch. I like when Glenn gets fired up. He's taking exception with Cameron. This is like old school rap beef type of thing.
Let's go.
So we'll get to that at noon. So get ready. We'll let Glenn get fired up. So when Glenn gets fired up, sometimes it gets a little bit crazy. We'll go to that. So you're really watching this women's thing?
Yeah, it's a good Friday night, 8:30 p.m. tip.
I wish I could check
this. Iowa versus UConn, and then undefeated South Carolina. I'm not going to watch the first game, I don't think, but South Carolina's undefeated. They're probably going to end up winning the championship ahead of Caitlin Clark, but it'll be good. But no, it sucked me in, and it was very, very, very entertaining.
Okay, so I'm
in.
You're in.
Yeah.
Not faking.
No faking.
What time's the game?
8:30.
Okay, so you know.
Yeah.
I'm in too.
See? Man. Klay Thompson's in.
Paige Beckers, Caitlin Clark. Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good matchup.
Oh, that's the first one. I mean, that's the head-to-head. Paige Beckers is the one that...
Geno said was the best.
Yeah, best player in the country.
She's cold.
She's really good.
I think Geno's going to get him. I think UConn's going to win.
They might. It's going to be a hell of a game. You're going to watch it, aren't you?
No. I'll watch the highlights.
Okay.
It'll be the second highlights that I've watched of women's hoops, so that's kind of saying something. So, yeah, I'll check it out. I'll take y'all's word for it.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, Chris.
His generation is trying to act like they like women's basketball.
How old is Chris?
Chris is young, man.
Yeah.
How old? 28.
So why does it matter what your age is if you like women's basketball?
I don't know that he really does.
Who?
You know? It's kind of like the way they act with smoothies and stuff. Like they act like they like really
like Chris.
Into it. Yeah, they act a little like
Chris. You're fake.
They act like they
you're
like
fraud?
All this stuff.
I'm not fake. No, I'm not fake.
they like different stuff.
By the way, I have been to two women's Final Four tournaments, Final Fours.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's
damn,
fake.
You were way down the ladder.
No.
They sent you on that assignment?
No, it was because it was locals.
Damn.
Remember?
They gave you that?
Okay. Does the name Clarissa Day? Clarissa Thompson.
The only Clarissa I know is Clarissa Explains It All from Nickelodeon. Melissa Joan Hart. That's the only Clarissa I know. I got to watch that Nickelodeon doc.
It's interesting.
I didn't know there was one.
Is it just the bitter ones, though? Is it just like the bitter?
It's like Drake Bell and like some people from like, I forgot what show it was. It's interesting. It's
because I watched the 90s. I watched The Dark Side of the 90s, and it's like they're talking about all these shows bad. And it's like, oh, of course the girl from Family Matters that disappeared, basically they wrote her off the show and she went upstairs and never came back. Of course she hated her experience.
Yeah, because she didn't get paid.
And then Eddie and Urkel had like different things to say, but who knows.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.